Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. My name is Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And we're going to start right out with some cringing.
Sure. Now, no, wait, what?
What I really love to do is to see a show, just an episode in its entirety, with no sound. I was hanging out in...
Big fan of Charlie Chaplin, are you?
Or hanging out in the ER where there's something called network television. And it plays.
I have heard of this.
Uh-huh.
I believe Frontiersman used it after building log cabins.
I believe. Jenna actually turned to me and she's like snapping for the phone. And she goes, I can't watch this commercial. It's a commercial. And she said, and it's awful. Like, well, now you're going to have to watch it.
We need to do a version of Back to the Future where we take her back to the 80s. And she's like, oh, okay, we'll cast it to the television.
No.
What do you cast what? Like the...
No, let's take her back.
The cast to Gilligan's Island? What? Huh?
Let's go back and do some of the smoking and drinking commercials and the sexist
commercials.
Like when the Flintstones commercials.
Are just like, hey, yeah. Bon, give me some of that.
Now that...
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should, Bon.
What's funny is I'll watch a whole show that are just old commercials.
What was acceptable like to say like in some of those like Mad Men covers this in one of its seasons. It's like, ah, guys, we can't use the health angle on cigarettes anymore. And you're just like, they're using that kind of like for the juxtaposition of the way things are now. But that was true. You could do that back in the day and just being like, it'll help you lose weight and it'll calm,
keep you awake,
and you're.
Can't do that
at
anymore.
One point, you could say cigarettes were healthy.
Isn't
for
that
you.
Hilarious?
I mean, it is now.
Yeah, like, well, now.
But like the fact that you could in the 60s, and people are just like, oh yeah, yeah. Well, I gotta go get me some Marlboros. Like I'm out. Like I need my health sticks.
My health sticks. Like, well, I do call protein. I do call peanut M&Ms protein balls. So
I call regular Oreos diet Oreos because double stuff Oreos are regular.
Yeah.
Oreos.
Does anyone eat regular Oreos?
I don't know why you would.
I know. Have you had the Oreo Thins? I mean,
why would you do that?
Exactly.
Like, it's like the guy, like somebody got commendated, I'm sure, for like making the mini burger. And I'm like, hey, you know that thing you love? Cut it in half. And I'm like, that's not an invention. That's dumb. Like, what are you? That's like, just being, hey, you see that limousine? Cut it in half. And I'm like, that's just a car. That's not an invention. You're just... It's, I think people need to be chastised.
I
for,
do
for
as
that.
Well. I'm all about that. Speaking of which, what caught my attention about this show, first I look up and I see a lot of very, very slender women. All of them very, very slender in a group, which as you know,
I believe it's called a murder of... it's a herd of... I don't remember. What do you call them?
If you...
A gaggle. Gaggle, that's right.
If you see a group of any, let's call them Americans, it's going to be hard-pressed to find 8 women who are, let's say, between a size 0 and 2, all standing together, just because America doesn't look like that anymore.
Not, I really don't think that it ever did.
Yes.
I mean, maybe again, back when we were having to hunt for our own food and you know, smallpox
and
was
this
a
is
thing.
not a slam against any women who are. I have a friend who's very, very slender and she hates it when people go, hey, why don't you eat a sandwich? And it makes her so mad. Some people are born that way. I'm jealous, but some people are born that way. That's fine. The point is, it is unusual to see a group of women with this similar body shape. It was almost like the blonde Kardashians, because what I saw, because again, there was no sound. And there were subtitles only once in a while. You know, like when you're watching
That's
a show
strange.
And they subtitle someone who's speaking English, but maybe they're Irish and the subtitle people think, oh, well, they can't understand that. I'm going to put a subtitle on.
There we go.
You know?
We'll clear it up for them.
So there were a few subtitles here and there. And so I tried to follow the story. And the story that I got from watching this on E! Was that it was filmed in Nashville. which is why I was watching it. Well, no, I was watching it because I couldn't change
it.
I've been to
Nashville.
ER.
I don't think they run in herds like that? Like, I remember back before they were overhunted and they could run the open plains.
I've spent a lot of time in Nashville, and I've spent a lot of time with professional models, okay?
Are you talking about me? Is that
legit?
Is that what you call me behind my back?
I do. And these friends of mine who have many various successful careers, professional models, actors, actresses, not just friends who are mildly attractive, they do not go to the grocery store in a dress cut down to their navel and high heels, where you're getting side boob, and every time she turns sideways, I just hear Peter Griffin going, that's all I can hear.
That is how I grocery shop.
So there was a lot, very thin women with side boob, all of them blonde but one, a lot of hair flipping, and wine drinking. That is what I got from this show. Again, there was no sound. There could have been something really exceptional happening. This is simply what I saw.
They're discussing and solving world hunger, cancer.
Yes. Because I saw it like this, I found it vastly more entertaining.
Did you start interject? Were you mad-libbing what they were saying?
In my mind, I was. Because, again, there is a lot of hair that had to be flicked aside. And just a lot of that happening. It's called Very Cavallari.
Are you mispronouncing that?
Cavallari.
Are you sure it's not one of those where they wanted it to rhyme with very?
I think it's very cavallari.
Now, if it was filmed in Nashville, I'm pretty sure it'd be very, very cavallari.
Okay. It was filmed in Nashville because they keep showing the Batman building and saying Nashville.
Nashville.
And I realize, and I point this out to my children, there is a show now, and we're watching it, of very thin, attractive people, and they're just eating, and we're watching it. And that is our entertainment. We're watching them eat dinner.
I'm going to go ahead and call shenanigans on the entertainment.
Okay.
And if they are, I think I've got a counter program for them called Give Me Those Doritos. There's a spinoff called Nacho Cheese is Delicious.
It's not your cheese, it's mine. Now, I will wave this flag again. Having done one episode of a reality show with some very fine people, I do love the Canadians.
Now, by fine people, do you mean that they're exceptional in their character, or do you mean
both.
Oh, they're fine. They're fine.
I mean, I truly loved, I knew the people I was doing it with, but I really loved the crew, and I'm still friends with them 10 years later. And they're not shallow or anything. And in my experience of doing this one episode, unpaid, I just want to throw that out there, because I think a show like this, seeing as it's all this same family, I guess, that they're probably getting something out of it. But
if you're the neighbor that's watering the lawn,
you're not getting anything.
You ain't getting maybe a coupon.
The way the reality show stuff works is a story is written. Let's say the story is Adam and Jane are going to go to the movies, but Jane is actually going to take him to a surprise party so he can solve a problem with a long-lost friend, and he doesn't know it. Okay?
I'm just going to tell you right now, that reality show, if you ever try to pull me into that and you tell me you're taking me to the movie, and then you don't, you just pull up and I'm like, why are we at Fred's house? And you'll be like, well, we're not going to the movie. You lose me for the rest of that episode. I'm just like, I will get a taxi. I'm going to that movie. You deal with whatever Fred's got going on right now.
So you're given just a very mild arc, and one half-hour episode takes roughly a week to film. You're given a very mild arc, and they're saying, okay, we have to get from point A to point B.
And then down to an entertaining 22 minutes or 45, whatever the episode.
We were told to have an argument, and we would solve the argument, because we are Tennesseans, by going to a shooting range. None of us had shot a gun before. Okay?
That's so, how I sold. How was that
there
offensive?
You go.
I shoot everyone I have a disagreement with.
That's so you see.
What Tennesseans do not do that. I wear boots to sleep in.
I don't know.
I make people call me George Strait.
So I do have some sympathy for those who are involved, even though, again, I was only involved for a week. But more than likely, they're given a, we're going to go from here to there for the purpose of this story. And so they're not told to say, now, you say these exact words. They're just kind of thrown in there.
There isn't a script. It's just, yeah. It's a, you have kind of a.
Guidelines.
A narrative. Yeah, a narrative guideline.
So I'm not dissing these people. They could be fabulous. I just realized I was watching a lot of really thin people flip their hair, drink wine, and eat, and I was incredibly bored. But you might like it, Adam.
I have derided reality shows
renewed.
Since their inception. Like, I am a fan of hour-long dramas, 22-minute situational comedies. Like.
Mm-hmm.
When there was that big like hubbub between like Survivor and Friends, I was very much on the side of Friends, Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Scripted television. I am all about scripted television.
Like, and I understand why networks would like when you're not paying the writers for it, like I'm sure they're cheaper to produce to a certain degree. But like I'd rather watch The Newsroom on HBO or watch an old episode of The West Wing on mm-hmm. NBC or Seinfeld. I'd rather watch any of those than go just pick any reality show. Tell me the name of it, and I'm just going to tell you right now. I'd rather watch the scripted.
Now, from watching this for however long it was on, it seemed to be forever. And they never seemed to leave the table except when they walked around in the grocery store and then there was more hair flipping. Apparently, Diana Ross has a son who has a family, and therefore he has a reality show.
That, I mean,
there you go.
That's you and I have had this discussion on here before. I need people to have genuine talent.
He may. I couldn't hear it. Remember?
Okay. Let's say you can juggle, and you juggle well. And like you have a show.
The Juggler.
It's a half hour show called like Jane Juggles.
I'd watch
okay.
that.
I'm just like I understand that
the juggle,
and like I mean, like nobody juggles like you. Like you juggle like I don't know chainsaws.
I've seen that.
Like iced tea glasses. Like
iced
you don't
tea.
Spill them. That's
him.
What I'm saying. Like that
I could juggle him.
That is a talent. Or like maybe your name is Matt, and you like music. Matt's music. You can sing. You can sing, and you can play the guitar. You can dance while you're doing.
And you can make mats.
I hadn't considered that. But yes, that's a talent.
Yeah.
That is a talent.
Okay, again.
Flipping your hair, drinking wine, eating, what were they eating? Doesn't matter.
I couldn't
eating
tell.
Anything unless it's a sword is not a talent.
There was a lot of like fork waving, so I really couldn't
not
tell.
Not a talent.
Couldn't tell.
Like knife throwing?
No.
Talent.
No.
Fork waving? Not talent.
Anyway,
if I can do it without any practice, without telling me beforehand, if I can do it too, it's not a talent.
Hmm. Well, they have a show and it's gotten renewed and it's filmed in Nashville. So take your hair flipping self down there.
I will. My hair is very short.
But you could flip in your mind.
I'll get a wig. I mean, listen, I'm not telling you I'm above this. I'll have a reality show.
I'm just
telling you, like, I think they're garbage. That's all. Like,
yes. What,
now, if somebody came to me and said, we want to put you on a reality show, we want to pay
yes.
you X amount of dollars
yes.
per week for your reality show, and we want you to be thin and blonde, I would do all of those things. But would it hurt me inside as a person? Yes. But the money that you're paying me would help me get past it.
Yes, it would. Now, I also know that if you and I were offered a reality show and it actually was what literally happens to us, oh, Kardashian who? You know, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Our lives are interestingly, and at the very least, like our commentary
yes.
about our, like, just film us for you know, a week, 2 weeks, and then let us give you commentary on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's a four-hour podcast available every day about Jane and I discussing our lives that does not make it out there.
I've had people say, it looks like you've had a really rough week. It's like, really? I only told you the tip of the iceberg.
That's just,
now we're in person.
I just gave you the preview for the next episode. That's it.
I'm going to tell you what actually happened
now. You don't know about the meat and potatoes.
I'm going to lay it on the line. See, and I know that would be fascinating because we know we are. But that aside, not everyone is. And I understand that.
I mean, like, you know,
for instance, I want to remember all of this as I interrupt you because it was just that. Okay. So, Jim and I, he had a doctor's appointment for some, you know, heart check, whatever. And so is it the talk that has Sharon Osbourne on? I think.
Maybe.
Okay. Julie Chen and Sharon Osbourne and people I don't know do the talk and the other is The View. Yeah.
I don't.
That.
If it's not, that's entirely plausible.
Okay. It was on in the afternoon in the office that we were at. And so I can't be seen by anyone but my husband. Or if I can, I didn't care. And he's doing whatever he has to do. And I am reacting much like Chevy Chase would when he's standing behind someone.
Okay.
And I was reacting to whatever ridiculous thing they were saying because there was so much ridiculousness I just couldn't keep up with it. And later that day he said, were you doing that just for my entertainment or would you have done that if I had not been there? It's like,
I gotta entertain my I'm up for at least like 10-14 hours like out of these days.
Yeah.
I gotta entertain myself somehow.
I said, I knew you were going to receive the comedy, but I was going to give it regardless.
I have six children. I don't know if
that you know of.
Nope, just the six.
That you know of.
I do know of
dun,
them.
Dun, dun.
I'm aware of them. I know their names.
I'm working on the reality show angle.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That
he knows of.
And then
he
goes to commercial.
Yeah.
When we come back from commercial, is that all that he knows of? And they come back and they're like, that is all.
Yes,
that is all that he knows of.
Maury says that is all he knows of. And that is correct.
Here's an expert on the situation. Yes, that is all he knows of. Yes.
We will discuss this again after this break.
If you have never tried to get six kids to go to bed at a reasonable hour, like not just letting them get exhausted by like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, you got school in the morning, it's around 7:30. We need to take baths, showers, make sure we got our clothes picked out. Oh my goodness. Like Mark Wahlberg does not experience this kind of action and fighting in the multitude of films that he has been in.
Don't you realize now I have great sympathy and not sympathy. I have a deeper understanding of do it because I said so.
Oh.
And then I would actually do it because I didn't choose to parent like that. And I feel, well, it's too late to correct it now, but I was wrong.
I was wrong. Like there is a wealth of information every night just with that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then you've got first day of school in there. I'm just telling you like it. I could write a sitcom. Like about that. I could write a series of best-selling books.
What is stopping you?
That I can't write.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know how to make words.
Okay, well, at least that's why we do talkie-talkie. Okay.
That's why I have to do it this way.
So we have that great show. And then, as a parent, we made this decision, and I know you make these decisions as well. It was time for our children to understand what movie is the best adaptation going from television show to film. That movie is
Mission Impossible.
Most accurate adaptation going from television to film.
Now, what you're talking about is not an adaptation. It's a continuation.
No.
You would not call Star Trek.
I'm not phrasing it correctly. The answer is The Fugitive.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you boil down the TV show.
I assumed you were talking about Star Trek. That's an understandable mistake
It is.
We've only known each other 20 years. 87% of that time has been spent talking about Star Trek.
That's pretty cool.
Just putting it out there.
So, The Fugitive, a television show I never saw but knew about. And the story
casually
of The Fugitive.
Aware of, there was something about a one-armed man.
Yeah, Dr. Richard Kimball and the one-armed man. Armed man. And so...
The one R'd.
The one, he was a pirate.
Oh, I got the sequel now.
The one R'd. Yarr. So we showed the girls The Fugitive, and of course it starts out reluctantly. What's it about? Who's in it? Is it animated?
Did you not just sell them with, it's Han Solo. Han.
Well, I said
that. I'm Lando Calrissian, and I'm saying Han. Han Solo.
I said Han, and I almost always say Han, and Anna Grace says, it's Han. And then.
Unless you're Lando Calrissian.
And then. After he dyes his hair in the movie, Jenna says, he's very attractive. Why does he look so familiar? And I said, Han Solo? That's Indiana Jones?
Indiana.
Oh! That's so she,
Jack Ryan.
Sitting right next to her sister, did not hear the previous conversation.
The Fugitive is an... honestly, even it's... Is it a sequel or is it a... U.S. Marshals.
Oh, I don't know if it's not a sequel.
U.S. Marshal. Tommy Lee Jones is going out. Apparently, they were going to do like a string of them about
Tommy Lee Jones
people that were wrongfully
funny.
Accused. Like, it's not a bad movie. It's not The Fugitive. U.S. Marshals is worth watching.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So this actually takes the entire series. Here, I'm going to spoil it for you. One armed man killed his wife.
The film came out 24 years ago, based on a television show that probably was available 20 years before that. I don't think, like, in the four decades.
Oh, believe me, some joker's going to complain. But anyway.
The Fugitive! The Titanic sank!
So, he comes home, he battles with the one-armed man, his wife is dead, he is put away to be executed, there's an accident, and he becomes what? The Fugitive.
That was actually very popular to do in the 90s, was take...
Become a fugitive?
Well, I mean that, I'm sure. But
yeah.
I'm talking about adapting sitcoms and television shows, basically taking the premise from the pilot and turning it into The Addams Family, mm-hmm. which I thought was a pretty exceptional...
But what this did, which I think was what made it different, is this was the entire story. Because in the TV show, it was much like The Incredible Hulk. He wanders from town to town, helping people, looking for the one-armed man. He finds the one-armed man. He solves the mystery. That is the whole movie. It is in one nice, neat package.
I believe it was up for a couple of Oscars. Now, casting Harrison Ford in what I'm going to go ahead and say was probably his prime didn't hurt that.
Not at all. And
1994. 93?
Something. Like, I think it was 93.
1993, anyway. Harrison Ford. Like, that was about the closest thing you could get to a sure thing then.
And it is on HBO right now. Or you can get HBO for free for a month.
Or on HBO Go. Are you saying
HBO
literally,
Go.
As you are listening to this, The Fugitive is on?
Oh, I'm sure it's on somewhere.
There's one, like, on HBO East.
There's
all
a
it
Crazy
does,
Rich Asian all watching
it, does,
it somewhere.
All it does is play The Fugitive now.
The Fugitive really is worth your time, and there may be some people who are adults now who have not seen it, and they're like, what? Who's that? Watch The Fugitive.
Tommy Lee Jones is exceptional.
He is.
In that movie. Is U.S. Marshal Sam Gerard.
Uh-huh. I killed my wife. I didn't kill my
wife. I don't care.
And it's like through
care.
The whole thing. It's like, you. He's
like,
just...
he doesn't champion him. He is just... The character that basically Tommy Lee Jones played for the next 20 years of just this old, like, irascible, like, I don't... It's the character he played in Men in Black.
Yeah.
Like, except instead of going for aliens, he goes for fugitives. Like,
and after one or two I don't cares, Anna Grace says, Mom, it's like he's playing you. It's like,
You're the female Tommy Lee Jones.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to throw this Star Trek in for you with... in a long time. That one?
Enterprise.
Trip?
Yes.
To me, looks like a young Tommy Lee Jones. I've always been annoyed that they have not made a film with him, whose actor's name I've forgotten, that looks like Tommy Lee Jones without...
Connor Trinneer?
Yes!
You
does he not?
You don't think Josh Brolin and Men in Black 3 really kind of nailed the young Tommy Lee Jones?
I'm just
saying. Josh Brolin, the MVP... from this previous summer.
I'm just saying.
Thanos, Cable, Sicario.
I'm just saying they look alike. That's all.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to put up Connor Trinneer versus Josh Brolin. And we're having them do a face-off of who is the better young Tommy Lee Jones.
My position
is,
who is the one who looks the most like him without having to change
any
anything?
Any kind of assistance?
That's all.
I like Josh Brolin in things, though.
I know you
if I did a private parts-esque story about my life, mm-hmm. I don't even think I'd cast me. I'd be like, what, Josh Brolin's available?
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll
That's
take
realistic.
That. Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not any more realistic than wanting Paul Rudd to play me.
Oh. Just saying, it's like seeing Paul Rudd is like seeing a puppy. It's just, you just want to hug it and go, "Aw, I'm so glad you're here."
Or, like, he's got to have a picture of Dorian Gray somewhere.
Yeah,
see,
he does.
Seriously, that man, he doesn't age.
Didn't we look him up? He's 49?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
10 years older, like, roughly 10 years older than me.
Wow.
And I think...
That doesn't look realistic.
I think... He may look younger than me.
He may.
And like, I'm not even like a lived in, like, kind of looking.
Yeah, it's annoying. So, watch that. Now, yes. There was this other third thing that I really, it was so important that I bring this up.
But
I don't remember what it is. But it was not
The Fugitive.
It wasn't The Fugitive. It was...
You know, if you would tell me things that you wanted to talk about,
I could
also store them in my mind.
But I thought... There's no way I'm going to forget this after talking about The Fugitive. And yet,
here we go.
I can tell you that I've watched, well, have we mentioned the, yeah, we've mentioned the IT Crowd. I've been rewatching a lot of stuff because I've been doing other things. And there are some shows that I have to physically see, like...
If I'm experiencing a show for the first time, I try to make sure that I'm not doing anything auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I just need something on...
Mighty Joe Young.
I don't know how
that... was it.
How did...
That was the one I said, and I told you, and you forgot. I said, we have to talk about Mighty Joe
Young.
No,
I was saying, how did I parlay that into you remembering?
Very easily.
Now,
I wasn't
are we
listening
talking
to you.
About the black and white original?
Oh, no, no, no.
Are we talking about the forgettable late 90s?
Yes.
Why are we...
Yes.
Okay, now I need to know.
Okay.
Why? Why are we talking about...
All right. Because, first of all, I'm watching... This all ties together, and it all ties together... through the TV show Lost. No lie.
Are you ready?
All
right, well, you've got me.
Okay, so I'm watching The Fugitive Saturday night. Irrelevant, it's a podcast. I'm watching The Fugitive, and I'm looking at this woman of color, and I'm thinking, who is that actress? Who is that actress? She looks so familiar. I know her voice. And, of course, I can't be bothered to IMDb her. Who is that actress? She was on Lost. She was the one who, her husband was in the tail section, and she was on the plane, and she had cancer, and the cancer went away when she was on the island, and she stayed on the island, that woman?
Yes.
Okay, Rose. The character's name was Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Rose
sure.
is one of the investigators. She's one of the marshals.
But she's not her character from Lost.
No, but I had Lost on the mind, and you now will have to watch... the first few minutes of Mighty Joe Young to see this. So I'm sure I've seen the movie everyone mixes up the bills. Is it Pullman? Is it Paxton? Doesn't matter. They're playing the same character in this film.
A lot of times.
Yes. You know, irascible, handsome young man here to...
With a square
who can't
jaw.
See the only white woman who's wearing red in the whole village and then goes, what? She's the one who saved me. It's like, really?
I do.
Really?
I want to make a little bit of side commentary and say we've probably talked about the Mighty Joe Young remake more than anyone. Like, even if you combine all of the press that was available when that film came out, I think we've probably talked about it more.
So much. But wait. Okay, so I had seen it once and then promptly forgot it, like most people.
Yeah.
So I'm actually watching it because, I'll be honest, there was stuff on the table, so we ate on the couch. It's one of those things. That's how we roll. So I recognize a voice, and I went, oh, is it? Is it? And Jim goes, it is. Saheed from Lost.
Holy cow.
Saheed plays the guy that he hires. Saheed plays, I think the name was Paneer. I don't know.
My memory about film is actually quite exceptional. I've deleted everything from the Mighty Joe Young remake.
Wait!
The black and white original, I can speak of, maybe not at length, but I can speak at least in a professional manner
so
about.
This is where my mind is at. I see Saeed, and I'm saying to Anna Grace, you don't know him as Saeed, but you know him as Jafar from the Once Upon a Time TV show. And she says, I know who Jafar is, but I don't know who that guy is. I said, irrelevant. Saeed, ah, wow, this is a really sucky role for him. What a shame.
Like Once Upon a Time, like he was playing like Jafar, yes. Like Aladdin's Jafar?
Yes, yes.
You know, I've never watched that. Now, I'm vaguely interested.
Let me ask you, should
I be vaguely interested in that?
I think you would enjoy some of it. It does jump a big shark, but I really, the first season in particular, just was fascinating.
So it kind of pulled a Heroes.
Very much so. First
season's great, and then you're just like...
The second season was
they're
fine.
They're like, well, let's give them one. Maybe they hit the sophomore blues, okay? And then maybe it's just something like a freshman 50, and then by the time you get to the third season, you're just like, what?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's over now. I quit watching because it was once they brought in Cruella De Vil, and it's like, I'm done.
They brought in Glenn Close, or they brought in an actress to play Cruella De Vil?
Who was in... What is wrong with me? A HBO vampire movie with the Skarsgård.
Oh, Vampire Diaries? Is that
no.
it?
No.
Chronicle?
No, HBO. Bitten, no, First no. Blood, something blood, blood. That one.
First Blood, that's a rock.
No,
that's,
no.
That's Rambo.
What's it called? It's with Skarsgård in it. And if the arm motion's really selling it.
It's not helping me.
Anyway.
I obviously do not watch everything that you think that I do.
It's funnier that you don't. Okay, let's go back to Mighty Joe Young because I don't want to lose this. So first of all, I see Saeed, the actor's name that I do not recall. Sorry, handsome man. And then the story is Bill, one of them, Pullman, Paxton, not quite sure. Bill.
Clinton. No.
Shows up. No, it wasn't him. He did not. With this gorilla.
I did not.
Okay.
I did not free that gorilla.
Anyway, so they show up and they're going to look for this creature. And they are on a hill and there's people looking and they go, oh! And what happens? The tree shaking. I swear to God, just like on Lost, when... only the trees would shake and then nothing would show up, or maybe you'd see a polar bear.
Or the smoke monster.
Yes, yes. Right before they started
really
showing the smoke.
Like, as much fan speculation as you had during Lost, I'm really surprised nobody was just like, what we need to do here is look at Mighty Joe Young. Like, because if you were not...
I'm telling you, it is exactly the same.
I mean, just everybody pulled apart every piece of every episode
if
of
only.
Lost.
I didn't have that perspective at the time. I think Saeed, actor's name I've forgotten, said, you know what looks cool? If you shake some trees and then nothing comes out.
He's like, listen,
out.
Hey, we did this on MJ.
MJY.
MJY.
Back in the day.
They're like, what are you talking about? Mighty Joe Young, guys. MJY. What do you mean? Back Hashtag MJY. And they're like, Twitter's not a thing yet.
He said, just shake the trees. And they did. So much so, I'm laughing. I'm going, Adam's going to love this. And
I cannot help but be so, like, that film is so forgotten in my mind. When you're talking about it, I'm confusing
it
for Dwayne Johnson's Rampage. That's what keeps happening.
What I wanted to see as I'm watching it is the Rampage gorilla with Mighty Joe Young was very annoyed that they kept calling it a monkey. And they didn't say Minky, which would have been funny.
While we're at it, let's just throw in Peter Jackson's King Kong. Like, just we'll make it the monkey movie.
Peter Jackson's King Kong is a thing of beauty compared to Mighty Joe Young.
That is a film that I think gets derided more than it should. I actually didn't. I think it's
because of the dinosaurs.
I think it's a little long, but like, dude, it also just come off like Lord of the Rings, like. I think it's kind of like trying to criticize Spielberg when he's doing a movie like about World War II. Like, just coming up to him and be like, Steven, what if we do this instead? And he's like, do you not see all of the Oscars that I have on my desk right now? Do you have that many? Do you? Hush. I think that's probably what it's like.
Probably.
Like, he was just like, wait. Did you do a trilogy that ended up sweeping the Oscars in the way that only, let's say, Ben-Hur, like, could? Or Titanic? Did you tie with those movies when you made a film? Because I did. It was a little film. Maybe you heard of it. Return of the King. And then he just hits them with his. That
hashtag,
may have never happened.
Hashtag MJY. In case you don't know the story, this is also on HBO.
I want that to be trending.
This is the story. Anna Grace predicts it. She goes, oh, this is a Disney movie. How long's that mother got to live? And it's like,
boom.
Wait for it. I said, let me guess. The gorilla mother and the mother are both going to die at the same. Yes. And Jenna goes, no, the mother will live like a few minutes more.
She's got to have a very heartfelt that she does that.
Yes.
Promise
me. Okay. So then you have Charlize Theron is the child, and it's like 12 years later.
Do you want to know about a weird fact about Charlize Theron?
Please.
Every time I take one of those what celebrity do you look like, if I will leave the gender off, without fail, I will get Uma Thurman or Charlize Theron.
Will you get her as monster or as?
It looks like just normal. Normal.
Interesting.
That's hurtful that you said that.
but hilarious.
No, it's just, and I'm just like,
it was
that's
right there.
That's odd. Why? Like, and like I said,
I want to do it and leave the gender off.
It's like I don't understand why, but like without fail, if I leave the gender off, and it just has to make assumptions. It will assume that I look like Charlize Theron or Emma Thurman. So anybody out there that is attracted to those women in some strange way,
Adam
in some small
guy.
Way, you are also attracted to me.
Adam's your guy.
I want that to be in your head every time you see Charlize Theron or Uma Thurman. And you go, hey, they're all right.
Yeah.
You're thinking I'm all right.
I think they're right.
I'm putting it out there.
So the continuing story.
Hashtag MJY.
For some reason, which they explained later on in the movie, after 12 years, Joe, the gorilla, becomes a giant gorilla and likes to play hide and seek and understands English. Well, we know the intelligence of the apes because we've seen that they get their own planet.
Yeah.
So that's not unreasonable.
You know, if you're going to do a cinematic universe, why don't we just get all the companies that have monkey, ape, orangutan, in any sort of like knuckle dragging like primate, and just put them all together?
Would that include James Belushi?
I think he does qualify as a knuckle dragging. Another show that I believe Jim also loved. Ironically, according to Jim, was not one of Jim's favorites.
Nor mine.
It's probably because he was like, that's not according to me at all.
That's right. And it's not
I
even
wouldn't have
funny.
Done that.
It's not even remotely funny. So I missed a lot of this movie because after I saw the Lost stuff, I entertained myself by listening to Anna Grace, who was, air quotes, doing her homework, saying, this movie is stupid, change it. And then she can't help but interact with films. Why are you doing that? It is so dumb.
Go back to doing your science.
She's like, that's derivative. Trope much. You know, discount this and that. She's nailing it.
She's definitely she's definitely a combination of you and Jim.
She's getting it all right. And it just so much so after 10 minutes of complaint, why is this still on? I'd rather watch old commercials. And then we go back to this. Anyway, in the event you think this is just like King Kong, it's kind of like The Lost World because then they have to go to Los Angeles. And then, of course, he has to go berserk. And then instead of a tall building, it's a Ferris wheel. And instead of actually being dead, he's not. The end.
Or just save yourself a lot of time and watch the original Mighty Joe Young.
Or watch Lost.
Okay, or that. This is probably a longer road. Like, it's the road less traveled because you have to watch, like, 6 seasons of a show to do it this way. But it's an alternative. It's very Robert Frost in that way.
It It's very,
it's the road less traveled, enjoyable. And that has made all the difference.
Yes. So Mighty Joe Young is streaming, and sure, enjoy that one.
I'm going to go ahead and say skip hashtag MJY and just watch, The Fugitive.
I think if you're five, you would enjoy it. Don't you think?
I was...
six when it came out? What?
No, I'm thinking of the... Oh. I'm still thinking of the original. I'm telling you, that thing does not exist in my mind. It's a microcosm. I'm either every time you kept mentioning it, Dwayne Johnson was walking around with that monkey.
Okay, now if you could see the Rampage one, and that would be interesting. Oh, and why is Mighty Joe Young so mighty and Joe-ish? It's an anomaly. Hashtag anomaly.
He's not. It's not like mutagen or
no
space whatever or elven magic.
No.
He's not. He's not from Skull Island.
Oh, that was the next argument. Anna Grace, how is this any different from Skull Island? And she says, well, first of all, nothing's blowing up. And second
she's
of all...
She's talking about the movie Skull Island, yes. Not King Kong, 2005's King Kong that they also go to. Okay.
Yeah.
I've caught up.
I had to explain to her father, who doesn't like hearing things like that, it's because Tom Hiddleston isn't in it, that it is not like Skull Island.
Well, yeah, I mean, that does set it apart from things without Tom Hiddleston.
And that was that.
Yeah.
So for your binge or cringe, we can avoid very cavalry on... E, and Habbo has The Exceptional Fugitive, which you should see.
I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
And from the same time period, The Unexceptional, Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah, okay, it's 90s, all right.
Yeah.
I wanted to correct you, but I don't, it's nitpicky. It's not worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just time period.
I mean, on it, like I said, there's a sequel slash spinoff to The Fugitive. Find that instead. It's not exceptional. It's not as good as The Fugitive, but I'm going to tell you this right now. It's better than the forgettable Mighty Joe Young.
Now, I'm going to say this is the first time in the history of the world that a connection between The Fugitive, Mighty Joe Young, and Lost has been made and verified.
I think it's probably safe to say that has never happened before.
Yeah.
I haven't researched it tirelessly, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe some Reddit nerd, but who cares about them? So there you go. I care about you, Reddit. Sorry. I think that's...
And I care about you nerds.
Yeah, and I care about Reddit nerds. So what we're watching next is more of Castle Rock, because I cannot get enough of it. I just can't. The episode, The Queen, which you haven't seen yet, is... You remember how Sissy Spacek's character said she has the chess pieces so she knows when it's now?
Yes.
It's all her, and it's all very Losty time traveling.
Well,
and so
Stephen King, when he was writing The Pop of King, was also, I believe, mentioning that he was a fan of Lost. So,
Yeah.
That's not that hard to believe.
So you have all these scenes, and there's only when she's younger, she's not actually younger because she's experiencing it as a now. So you don't see like a younger down version of her. And then you just have to figure out is it now time? Is it then time? And where are the chess pieces and all? You could spend days talking about that episode.
If you're just dedicated to reality television, this will probably go over your head.
Yes. And if you really love reality television, I think that you will find hashtag MJY, great escapism, and a thrilling film.
I really want this to be trending. Like, I just want, I want the people that made that movie to be so confused that, like, 20 some odd years later, they're like, why is this trending on Twitter now?
We're the reason for the season. Oh, that reminds me.
They got the binge bump.
The Hallmark Channel has, I think, 38 Christmas films fresh for this season. And for 2019, their goal is 90.
That's obscene in so many ways.
And you would think, with all that nonsense going on, why aren't we in one?
I mean, you'd think I could fit into at least one of the 90 Hallmark Christmas movies.
I didn't know.
I'm pretty Scrooge-esque, like.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing it out.
Or You can be Charlize Theron's brother.
If you give me enough makeup and the right outfit, mm-hmm. I can be Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm. And who wouldn't want to be?
Like, I'll play her when she's monstery, I guess.
Hashtag monstery.
Sigh.
Anyway, so that's it. We will find other things to binge and or cringe by the next week, for sure. Because you thought this was like a clip show, a throwaway. You're wrong. We prepared for this, and we prepared to take you back.
That's what we do.
It's our thing.
Like on Lost.
Uh-huh.
We have to go back.
Oh, man. We need to do a whole show on Lost. We've done years on it.
I am for that.
I'm really surprised no one took our name, Smoke Monster John, and did something with it.
It really should be some kind of a country band.
I think I'll make it my new Twitter handle, Smoke Monster John.
Fat Moses and Smoke Monster John. I'm just...
Look for us online.
We'll be playing at a honky tonk near you.
Maybe we could be featured on Very Cavallari.
I don't see why not. I can drink wine and eat and twiddle my fork. Was that it?
Yes.
Fork twiddling?
Yes, there was twiddling involved.
It's Nashville.
There's
some twiddling.
You can make some side boob happen too.
Yeah.
If I need to. Okay. Well, thank you so very much. This has been Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.